Miles, how did you wind up in Peru for your research? Why Peru? Why not someplace else?
So I was interested in questions about diversity. So when you want to talk about diversity, Peru was the epicenter for diversity. And then there's another part to Peru that's very different. It's a place on the planet where we can still see the world the same way that Lewis and Clark saw it when they went across the Rockies. It's a place where we have the largest tropical wilderness on the planet, where ecosystems still work, where the rivers still run free.
It sounds phenomenal. Yeah. And the pictures that Justin has brought back are just beautiful. Justin, what's your biggest takeaway from your trip to Peru?
The biggest takeaway really for me is how difficult it is for these scientists to get the data that they get. These are incredibly remote and rugged research fields that they operate in. In some ways, they are physically dangerous to go into. You could slip and fall and get hurt, or worse. I saw that, and I also saw the commitment that they have to gathering this data. I've read their research reports. I could talk to these guys on the phone, but nothing really replaces being in the field and seeing how challenging it is to get the very essence of the material that they need to reach their conclusions.
Miles, how many years have you done this now?
22.
22. So I imagine you kind of thrive on that.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't fun, right? So yeah, I have really great colleagues, and the thing that's been as rewarding to me as anything is just being able to work with this great group of scientists to try and figure out these different ecological problems. And one of the things, too, that might not have come out as much in the story, but most of the people doing this work are definitely our intellectual partners and our field partners are Latin Americans and Peruvians.
Miles, obviously here in the U.S., we still argue about global warming. What do people need to know about the importance of climate change?
I think we're beyond, you know, most of the world is beyond the question of whether it exists or not. And there are still some questions around how much climate's going to change and what those effects are going to be. But all the information we have says it's going to be a lot more than we expected. So maybe 3 degrees C by 2100, maybe even 4 degrees C. So, you know, 6-7 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's a pretty different world from the world we live in now. So when we start to go down and then we ask the questions in Peru, so why is this important to us? When we think about these services that ecosystems provide for us, so basic things like rainfall, when climate changes, it doesn't just change in one place, it changes over the entire planet. When we change the energy balance, we don't just change the energy balance of a local area, we're changing the energy balance of the Earth. Well, those connections that we have, those things that happen in the tropics, also affect us. So changes in the way that water cycles in the tropics has effects on the way that rainfall falls up in higher latitudes. And one of the things to remember when we talk about species, it might seem esoteric to talk about all these tropical species, but the food that we eat, right, it's species. So I think, you know, one of the big lessons is that we're changing these ecosystem services. We're going to change the ecosystems themselves, the things that they do for us, and we're also affecting our agricultural systems and the way people make their living.
You know, I've been reading and researching this issue of climate change for months now, getting ready to go on this trip. And one of the things that emerges from my reading is this idea that every generation of leadership is challenged by some epic global issue. And if you come forward to our time now, there's a pretty good argument that can be made that the biggest issue facing global leaders is climate change. And a generation forward could look back and say, what did you do? And if you didn't do enough, was it just because you were so focused on short-term gain and your own wealth that you didn't see that this planet was baking and baking too fast to be healthy for us in the future? And the future is not that far off. It really is the future for our children and our grandchildren.
What happens next?
We know a lot about this little part of the Andes. We know a lot about this slice. And for many things, it tells us enough to be able to make decisions. But there's a lot of questions about what happens when we start to look at full landscapes. And so in the future, one of the ideas is to start to use this remote sensing and these other techniques to really expand our understanding and make good predictions about large areas of the Andes and Amazon, these kind of vast areas of wilderness. And then the other thing is to make sure that these vast areas of wilderness remain in the future. So to translate what we've been finding in the science into policy.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Audrey.
That was my pleasure.